You're listening to the Groundswell Sermon Podcast, a brand new church in the Halton region, Ontario, Canada.
How about now? How about now? Praise the Lord. For those of you who may have looked at the bulletin or the website and were expecting Jake Rivers, a 35-year-old spunky young man, he unfortunately spent the night in the hospital with his son Adrian, who's 8 years old and he's been sick all night. So he sent a text this morning to say that he didn't say he couldn't come. I said, God's got it. So we are together as a body, and I'm just so thankful that you're here today and that we can celebrate this wonderful day. There's that old chorus, and I don't even remember the whole one, but I do remember, oh, happy day. And today is a happy day. How many of you here have been baptized? Let me just see the hands. Okay, lots of people have been baptized. So do you remember that day? Yeah. I remember for me it was May the 18th, 1984 in a swimming pool in Oakville. And I remember the day, I remember the pool. You know what? I don't remember what was said, but I remember the love. I remember the power of Christ. And today is just a wonderful day. You know, it's estimated that there are 2 trillion galaxies. Think of that. 2 trillion galaxies. In our own galaxy, it's estimated that there are 200 million suns, inclusive of the Milky Way. And around each of those, there are planets. And yet, here we are, this little blue dot. And Jesus came here for us. He created us here for this time and for this season. You know, Psalm 8 says, you know, what is my man? You are mindful of him, the Son of Man, that you care for him. God cares for each and every one of us. Sometimes we go through difficult times, but God is there. He cares for us. How great is it if you think about it? God, the creator of that massive universe, where I've just given a couple of details, wants a personal relationship with each and every one in a special and unique way. Sandy, lovely to see you, sister. Yeah, I know people like to sneak in, but anyway, what a glorious day. You know, I was just reading a crazy fact that they said from the beginning of creation, it's estimated there's been 117 billion people who have lived, died, or are living today. 117 billion. And yet God looks at each one of us and he says, I want a deeper relationship with you. I want a deeper relationship with you. He loves us so much that he gave his life for us. So today we're talking about baptism. Why should we be baptized? Why? Why? I'm just going to give a few reasons today. We'll look at a few scriptures. Those who have been through the baptism class got a little document that had 10 reasons and about 42 different specific scriptures on baptism, but we're just going to look at some of those today. First one would be, I talked about the massive universe, all the choices God had, but he came here to our planet. He went to that river, the Jordan River, in a dusty and desolate time. Peggy and I were there in 2022, And the day we were there, it was about 35 degrees. It felt hot. And we came in an air-conditioned bus. It's 50 kilometers from Jerusalem, 100 kilometers from Nazareth. And the roads are rough and desolate and dry. And Jesus didn't come in the air-conditioned bus. He walked. For those of you who have ever seen The Chosen, and you see him going to the Jordan River, and he's standing in a line of people, standing there, the creator of the universe, standing there waiting to be baptized. When he gets up to John the Baptist, John says, "Whoa, whoa, you know, I'm not, you know, I should be baptizing you." And Jesus says, "No, no, so that we must do this so that we fulfill all righteousness." It's mind-boggling to think of that. And he did it because he sees the beginning from the end. He saw us today sitting here together, waiting to go to baptism to be able to see, to recognize that we care enough about him, that he cared enough about us, that we love him so much, and that it's so important to us to recognize what he did, and that he sets this wonderful example for us to follow. Matthew 3:13 says, "Then Jesus came from Galilee to the Jordan to John to be baptized. And John would have prevented him, saying, 'I need to baptize you, and you come to me.' And Jesus answered, 'Let it be it now, for thus it's fitting for us to fulfill all righteousness.' Then he consented." This is John. "And Jesus was baptized. Immediately he went up from the water, and behold, the heavens were opened, and he saw the Spirit of God descending like a dove, coming to rest on him. And behold, a voice from heaven says, 'This is my beloved Son, in whom I am well pleased.'" You know, we talk about this mystery of the Holy Trinity, but this is one of the greatest examples where in the one place, visible, audibly, people can see the Holy Spirit and the Father and the Son being there in the exact same time, in the same place. The Holy Spirit doesn't just come, but Jesus himself, Jesus is 30 years old. This year I've been saved for 40 years. I've thanked the Lord for that. But he's been on the earth for 30 years. He goes and he's baptized, and the Spirit comes on him. He is God. And yet, this moment, this time, is when it's recognized that the beginning of his ministry. He goes into the desert for 40 days and is tempted, and we've read about those temptations. He doesn't succumb to the temptations, because not just because he is a man in flesh and blood as we are, but yet he is empowered. When we're baptized, anticipate what the Holy Spirit can do in your lives. Don't take it for granted that I'm just getting wet. The Holy Spirit comes into us. It gives us the power to be his witnesses. It gives us the power to walk in the gifts that he's bestowed upon all peoples. We relate to Jesus in this, but we should also relate to what God is doing in the midst of it. You know, we're coming up to Easter. And again, the songs, Jared, about Jesus. And he starts his ministry this way, and we know all the wonderful things he does, and we know the lives that were changed. But nothing changes until Easter, where everything becomes new. When we go into this season, let's not forget where his ministry started, especially on a day like today, as we are being blessed to be in the presence of those who are going to be baptized. You know, baptism, you know, is a symbol. It's a symbol of Jesus' burial and resurrection that happens in Easter. You know, it's not just a bath. It's not a drowning. I assure everybody, I'm not going to hold you under the water for too long today. But when you're raised up out of that water, it represents a new life for you. The old things have passed away. Behold, all things have become new. Romans 6 says, "Do you not know that all of us who have been baptized into Christ Jesus were baptized into his death? We were buried, therefore, with him by baptism unto death, in order that just as Christ was raised from the dead, the glory of the Father, we too might walk in the newness of life." Excuse me. I woke up last night with a frog in my throat. Not literally, but I know frogs are green and it's St. Patrick's Day, but I didn't like it. "For we have all been united with him in death," like this. "We shall certainly be united with him in resurrection," like this, like his. "We know that our old self was crucified with him in order that our body of sin might be brought to nothing, so that we would no longer be enslaved to sin." Jesus didn't have to repent. He lived a sinless life. But he took our sins. And when he went to the cross and was resurrected, and as we accept him, we are set free from those sins. We, on the other hand, we have sinned. We've sinned God intentionally or unintentionally. Sins of omission, things we haven't done that God would call us to do, or commission, where we just ignore that voice and we push ahead anyway. But baptism is an opportunity for us to just demonstrate our repentance to him, our submission to his lordship. It's the opportunity for us as well to repent, to turn away from the way we were to the way Christ has called us to be. Repentance is a change of mindset, so that we can think and act differently than we did before. When our mindset changes, we hate those things sometimes that we loved, and we love those things that were not part of our lives. I said it to people this way sometimes: there's no have-tos. There's only want-tos. The only thing we have to do is accept Jesus as Lord and Savior. And God changes us. There were things to me that were so important to me when at a certain time. I got food poisoning in 1982. And they said to me, "Brian, you should never drink again." And I thought my life was over. I could never drink. I couldn't drink alcohol again. Now it doesn't matter at all. God is so wonderful. You know, our mindset is changed. It's changed in our emotions. The Holy Spirit works godly sorrow in our hearts. I've heard people say, "Oh, but Brian, I keep on doing the same thing, and it makes me crazy." Well, say, praise the Lord that it makes you crazy, because you haven't hardened your heart. You're still feeling that I need to change my ways, that this is not acceptable. And that should bring joy to you, and press in, trust the Holy Spirit to guide you and give you the strength that it needs, that you need, in order to be able to move forward. Baptism begins with process as we humble ourselves before the Lord, that the Holy Spirit can change our attitudes, you know, and we can never outgrow repentance. Again, as we said before, godly sorrow brings repentance. Every day, there are parts of our lives that we struggle with, things in our minds. Give them to God. Ask for forgiveness. 1 John 1:9 says, "If we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and cleanse us from all unrighteousness." He calls us to come to him. But one of the beautiful and most wonderful things about God is that he gives us a choice. He didn't program us like these new robots we're seeing all the time. He gave us a choice because it says, if we confess, we have a choice to go to him because he loves us enough to give us a choice. It's a glorious thing. The very last point I want to make today, because there's so much more that can be said, but I'm thankful for everyone that's here today. And we talked about it a few weeks ago as we talked about being a body of Christ. To be baptized is to symbolize our part in the body of Christ. We are publicly declaring, I am part of your body, Lord Jesus, the body of Christ. Again, as I said to people before, it's not a matter of joining this club. This is not a club. This is a body of Christ, alive, vibrant, loving each other. Whether we're seeing it here or we're seeing it in our home groups or reaching out, we are the body of Christ, and he has plans and purposes and things for us to do. Before the foundations of the earth, he had things for us. We are not solitary individuals. Yes, maybe we're part of that 117 billion people who have lived on this planet since creation. But God loves us individually, but he calls us to be a body. Under his direction, the whole body is fitted together perfectly. Each part doing its part. It helps the other parts of the body. So as I mentioned this morning, I got this text at 5:30 this morning to say Jake wasn't coming. And I had such peace because I knew that through the body of Christ, I could text brothers and sisters and say, you know, this is our situation. And people said, okay, you know, you do what you got to do. We'll do the setup and we'll make sure that we're ready. There was no hesitation. I never thought there'd be a hesitation because I know the hearts of the loving people that are here. And it's so appreciated that we can work together and not be anxious. When we are weak, we can be strong together. None of us are strong all the time. All of us have things that we are struggling with, trials that we feel that we're going through, and we are never alone. Jesus is there. But sometimes we need somebody to walk alongside of us, to link an arm, to give a hug, to provide what we need. I think of a being in her family going down to Toronto. I've had a number of people say, can you send me the list? I want to know what she needs. We are a body that wants to be able to touch and fill needs because we're not here. The knowing Jesus, the baptism, the being a body, you know, it's not the I that we hear so much about. I crazily say the beginning of the downfall of civilization was the iPhone. Because it started with I. But it's not. It's us. It's him. It's all about him. I'm prepared today. I knew I'd need these. 1 Corinthians says, for in one spirit we were baptized into one body. Jews, Greeks, slaves, or free, all were made to drink of one spirit. I love this scripture because it says, it's not where you are with your social economic status. It's not where you were born. It's not what you've been dealing with. We are all called to be baptized into one body, which is the body of Christ. Luke 11 says, blessed rather are those who hear the word of God and obey it. How great is that? That he has given us his word, that we are not left to our own devices. Somebody was just asking, how do you know what the truth is these days? Here's the measure. Here's the truth. It doesn't shift, it doesn't flow, it doesn't move. This is the word of truth, and to obey it. Scripture says, today is the day of salvation. Today is the day for us to get closer to Jesus. And if there's anyone here who does not know Christ in a personal way, who says, I need to know Jesus. I need to be set free. I need to be able to be more than I am to what he has called me to do, for what he has called me to do in the book of life. It says that everything that was to happen was be written in Psalm 139. So if you haven't accepted Christ, today is a great day. And if you want to do that, come see me after the service. The other thing I would say, if you haven't been baptized and you feel, wow, I do want to be baptized. I hear the call of Jesus saying, be baptized in the name of the Lord. The baptismal is ready. You know, we're here today actually in great degree because Aaliyah said, hey, can we be, you know, I'd like to be baptized. And so we are here because somebody said, I want to be baptized. May that be you today. And don't say, oh, I don't know, I don't have the right clothes. By gum, we brought extra clothes and we brought extra towels and we brought extra shoes. So there is no reason to not. So if you want to be baptized today and you have not been baptized today. And you know, that picture of the Jordan River you saw earlier with me in the Jordan, the first time I went there was 2010. I went there with a bunch of Bible scholars. It was a master's degree course on the history and geography of Israel. And there was about 60 of us in the class. And half the class went and got baptized again because they felt in their hearts there was a conviction that said, I want to rededicate and go deeper with Christ. So there's nothing that hesitates you to do that today. That's all I'm saying. So if that is something, the tank is there. The water is warm. So just if you want to do that, you can just let me know afterwards. And then we can do that together. But oh, happy day. I'm so glad that you are here and that we are going to be able to share and witness today the love of Christ and the love of a body. We will be going after service from here. And you're all welcome to come. And we're going to be the only ones there, by the way. That Wellspring has made everything available to us to be able to do it. And so don't feel like, oh, yeah, I don't know about strange people. There are strange people here. But we're all special and unique. God's created us that way. But I encourage you, if you can come, to come as well. The scene of Jesus being baptized, and he's there. The question comes where Jesus is going to be baptized, and let me go to the verse if I have it here. John looks out and he says, behold the Lamb of God who takes away the sins of the world. Now we hear that and we think, the Lamb of God, the sacrificial system. They offered lambs to cover their sins. John didn't know what was going to be happening weeks later. Jesus did. He came as the Lamb to take away the sins of the world. On that fateful Thursday night, when he is with his disciples, and they still don't quite get it. And Jesus says, he takes bread, and he says, this is my body. certain versions say, those that remember say, he took bread and broke it. This is my body broken for you. He knew what was going to happen. His flesh was broken. We know none of his bones were broken. And all too well he knew, as he says, this is the cup of the new covenant. A new covenant. No longer did we have to come with lambs. No longer did we have to go to the temple from miles away carrying a lamb on our shoulders to sacrifice it, to give it to a man to sacrifice it. Because that was part of the law. But he says, I've come to fulfill the law. Once his sacrifice by his blood, he did that. So as you come to partake in communion this morning, ponder that. The Lamb of God who takes away the sins of the world, who's taken away our sins, who has given us new life, who has given us the relationship with him who was there, who was the one who created the heavens and the earth, who created you for this day. And just be thankful for what he did and recognize that we can just, again, 1 John 1:9, you know, if we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us our sins. If there's things that you feel like, Lord, I want to give it to you, forgive me for this. Lord, empower me. Come and participate in the body and the blood of Jesus. Amen. Thank you.
Thank you for listening to the Groundswell podcast. For more info or to support Groundswell, check out www.thegroundswellchurch.com. Grace and peace.